guys. Welcome back to Unveiled, the podcast that pulls back the curtain to give you guys everything you need to know about planning your big day. Finding wedding vendors can be super overwhelming with many lists, directories, and recommendations out there. So Liz and I have broken it down and we're giving you our top five recommendations for the different resources you guys can go to for trying to book your special vendor. All right, let's get into it.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Back with another episode.
Yep.
And today we're talking, well, giving our input to couples and what are the best resources to lean on when choosing their vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And this has all come about because there's been a bunch of things floating around on socials at the moment about certain publications cracking down on, you know, using their logo. And also
when they haven't actually been featured.
Yes, correct. Yes. And also there's a whole bunch of directories, you know, listing their own, say like top 20 or top 25 photographers or florists or planners, mm-hmm. or whoever that might be. And so we thought today would be good to talk about what are some actually good, credible resources. Not that these ones aren't, but when you're hunting down your vendors,
yeah,
what are the most reliable resources?
Yeah. And also just, you know, to give couples the tools to, I guess, confidently choose vendors who align with their vision.
Yeah, because, the wedding industry is so saturated, and when we got married ourselves, it was, even for us as photographers, being so entrenched in the industry, it's so tough to pick, you know, who is going to be your special vendor on your day. So yeah. This is just a bit of a guide to help you guys. Top five, let's rip in. What's number one on the hit list?
Word of mouth and personal recommendations.
Yeah, that
I think
be...
that's probably, it is. It's on the top. Yeah, top. Number one.
Number one for a reason, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I think, look, we can all safely say that firsthand experience is the most valuable resource that I think most people can use. If you've had a photographer that was, if a friend's had a photographer that was amazing, nine times out of 10, they're going to be amazing again.
Yeah.
You know, but in saying that, I think it's also up to couples to ask the right questions, you know, like what made that vendor stand out?
Yeah.
Like what was it about them that was so great? You know, what was the communication like in the lead up to the wedding day? How did they handle challenges on the wedding day, if there were any? Any others?
Yeah, word of mouth is okay. I'd think that probably half the amount of work that you and I both get is from referred or word of mouth, isn't it? And it is such a good reference point.
Yeah, exactly. Number two.
Yeah.
Vendors recommending other vendors.
Yeah, big time. I know that a lot of wedding venues would have preferred suppliers, and a lot of wedding planners will just have their own like sort of list of vendors that they're comfortable and used to working with. And this is not only because their work is at a certain standard and a certain level, but also how they conduct themselves in the lead up and on the day, and that in the whole post
production
side of things as well.
Process is a big one too, because especially like photographers and videographers, I think that's a really good one. If you can get two of like those channels working really well together, but also producing a product that is really cohesive, that is amazing too.
Yeah, and you know, just on the weekend, I had a run sheet, and the vendor list was probably 15 to 20 vendors long.
Mm.
So you know, if a planner's getting all these people together, they're more than likely have experience working firsthand with all these people. So they know that getting a whole bunch of these people in together are going to work smoothly with each other.
Yeah.
So I think that is quite a good reference point, you know, vendors recommending other vendors.
Yeah. But I also, with that one, I think, you know, it's also important for couples to like feel aligned with that decision as well. You know, like just because you've seen a really great wedding come together with a whole bunch of vendors, and then you get a recommendation from a vendor about another vendor, but the style doesn't align with kind of what your vision is, then definitely worth looking elsewhere.
Well, that's a really good point actually, because the, you know, I've had, well, we've both had couples reach out to us and probably maybe send us a mood board, and it doesn't really reflect the style or the work that we produce. And that's just, you have to have an honest conversation, because I don't know how you feel, but I, you know, it's quite, you can obviously adapt your style in a certain way, but it's very hard to start shooting like someone completely different.
Mm.
You feel the same way?
Yes. Yeah. I definitely, I'm pretty firm on that.
Mm.
You know, like if I get a mood board and I actually don't feel like my style resonates with the mood board, I'm very honest with couples in saying that your mood board is beautiful and I love your vision, but I might not be the right choice for you. I know other photographers have had similar things happen, and, you know, one of our good mates turned around and basically said, why don't you book the photographers that actually shot all the photos on your mood board?
Yeah. And so, it's great to get photos, reference photos from all different types of photographers. Not saying that at all, but it's just, I guess it's hard to adapt your style to a completely different style.
Yeah.
And it's going to save you the disappointment when you receive that final gallery back that it's not, you know, matching up with the mood board that you presented to them.
Yeah.
So I think the takeaway for couples is, you know, rather than trying to pick a style and getting your photographer to
adapt to that,
it's, you know, it's really got to be cohesive, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's got to match their style already.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And also, like, where they're getting married needs to kind of be relevant to the images in the photos. And yeah, there's a whole lot of things in mood boards that I feel like we could probably dive into, but yes, that's a really good point in terms of just making sure that you're finding your vendors to, like, based on this, loving their style rather than getting them to adapt to an idea.
Yeah, that you've and got. An example is, I mean, you've got different styles of photography. So you've got the, like, fashion forward editorial look, got a more documentary look, you've got a very traditional look. So you're just making sure that you're looking through your potential vendors' portfolios and making sure that actually lines up with what you actually want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so number three is social media.
Yeah.
We've obviously done a whole episode on social media and it being a highlight reel to, you know, someone's portfolio. It's basically like a storefront, I would say. What you see is what makes you want to look inside, right? So, like, if you really love the images that a photographer, for example, presents on their socials, the next thing you definitely should be doing is delving deeper and going onto their website, looking at full galleries. And even, we've said it before, but not hesitating to ask a photographer for a full gallery, a full finished gallery, so they can see. It doesn't have to be from your venue. I know that there are a lot of couples out there that almost feel better having vendors that have already worked at their venue, but I wouldn't dwell on that too much, because it's actually, I feel, really nice when you bring in a fresh set of eyes
big time
to a venue, because otherwise it can tend to be a bit of a copy paste situation.
Absolutely.
So it definitely, like, you can use it to your advantage, but don't dwell too much on that.
No. If they've shot there in the past, great, but is it a game changer? No.
And most photographers, videographers, florists, stylists, I'm sure most people would do their due diligence and do a bit of a suss of the venue, either before the wedding, like on the wedding day early, or before the wedding day,
the idea of, you know, my image is not looking the same as every other wedding that's been there. So sometimes a vendor coming in, as you said, with fresh eyes can look at it a little bit differently to how someone else would attack it.
Yeah. And also it's exciting for vendors when they rock up to a new venue. You're pumped because you're like, oh my God, it's a playground.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to do everything that everyone hasn't done.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I try and think anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, social media is an awesome, awesome spot to start. Yeah. It is, it's a great spot to start, but definitely delve. Definitely, definitely delve. Number four, wedding directories.
Ooh.
And lists.
Should we rip off the Band-Aid here and tell you what we really think?
We are not here to call anyone out.
No. Look, directories are great. Directories and they're a good reference point. Most of these most of these directories have like a bit of a vetting process, so they won't necessarily just like host anyone.
Yeah.
But I think you just got to remember that these directories, they're all businesses. They're not non-for-profits. And they earn revenue by people subscribing to be on these certain directories, or most of them anyway.
That whole pay-to-play basis.
Yeah. Exactly. So it, while it is a good reference point, I wouldn't be making that the focal point because there's a little bit of bias in them. And, you know, a lot of these directories are putting up top 23 photographers in Australia or Europe or whatever. And, you know, I don't
know. It's getting a lot of – I know it gets a lot of industry people offside because it's like according to who.
Yes.
And there's so many incredible, incredible vendors like worldwide. You know, and while I think a lot of these directories are trying to help couples narrow it down, sometimes that, you know, the directory list alone is not enough of a merit to follow. It needs to be researched a lot further, and couples just need to keep that in mind, I guess.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, but again, it isn't to say that the vendors that are mentioned on these lists aren't amazing.
Yeah, most of the time they are amazing.
Lot of them are. It's just expanding your search beyond that. So if you do find someone on there that you think is great, just then do that extra bit of research into their work. So number five, which now I'm thinking about it, probably actually should have been number two.
Because, you and I have had a chat offline about this and we weren't necessarily seeing eye to eye, but I think we've come to
an agreement. And it's real reviews and testimonials, so things like Google reviews.
Yeah. I mean, Google reviews are so powerful.
They are so powerful. And I think I use Google reviews for most things when I book them.
I mean, if a vendor didn't have a Google review page, this is me personally, I'd be slightly concerned
because it's like they're hiding something.
Why can't you leave a review in a public domain about that person?
But is it not to say that that person just hasn't set up their
100%? And there would be a lot of vendors like that.
So your sign. Yeah. If you're in the wedding industry and you don't have a Google page, you need one.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about it?
Yeah. No, I think like if I think about how often I use Google reviews as a reference point for everything, like restaurants, hotels, a lot of it. It's a big one, and it makes an influence in my decision.
And you can really, if someone's writing a Google review, they're not, well, in most cases for wedding vendors, they're not just picking a star, they're actually diving into a little bit of detail how their experience was on the biggest day of someone's life. And you can just have a general read through and get a pretty good feel of what you can expect on the wedding day.
Yeah, very reliable. I guess like all of the points, it's a good sets the stage, and then do your just a little bit more of an in-depth research. And I think like my biggest thing, which isn't on the list, but my biggest thing, and this is me as a human, is that people need to remember that they're hiring humans and not just a service. So if your gut says something feels off, then it's most likely right. You know, despite the reviews, despite the where they sit on a list, if they're on a directory, if they've got an amazing Instagram, but their website, or just, you know, if you have a phone call and you're just like, something didn't resonate, listen to that.
Yeah.
Because these are the people that you're going to have with you on your wedding day. And, you know, they play a big part in making that day flow seamlessly. So, yeah, that's probably my biggest one.
Yeah, love it. Well, there you go. Top five.
That's a wrap.